Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Totally In. This podcast is going to be a little bit different and may not be one that you necessarily want to listen to. And the reason why I say that is because this is not necessarily a clinical topic. However, when people listen to podcasts, we want to make sure that the audio is good and that we have a good rapport. And I want to make sure to hit on those points because different people at some point are going to want to be a guest on a podcast, or they're interested in how to start their own podcast, which is great. And I want to provide 10 of the big pearls that I've taken along the way. Some of them I learned the hard way, some of them I've had taught to me that I think are ones that we should focus on, because I'm going to use this in the future when I have people who say, hey, I want to be a guest on your podcast. I can tell them, great, here's what I want you to at least consider as the baseline. I'll probably add more stuff along time. But for right now, these are some of the big ones that I've noticed are constantly needing to be updated and or used again. So without further ado, let's go through the list. First, record the conversation from the beginning. This sounds a little interesting and may not make total sense, because a lot of times you're just kind of joking around and you may be getting things set up. This kind of ties in with my point number two about spending the first 5 to 10 minutes as just getting warm up. You know, this is the way that if you're the interviewer, to get the person relaxed, or if you're the interviewee, to get into your comfort zone and really start a natural conversation. The problem is that sometimes people want to wait until they get everything in motion and then start recording, which can be good. I mean, it helps you save some editing, but you're losing so much stuff. And if you do not hit that record button at the very beginning and the very end of your conversation, you're losing good audio content. Sometimes in the past, before I started doing this, we'd have a whole conversation about something else that I thought, man, I would have loved to have done a podcast. And actually, the last podcast that we did with David Pfeiffer, if you notice, was two parts. One was the actual topic that we discussed first, and the second one was about the nocebo effect. And I actually recorded that first with him just as a kind of a running background. This is the point proven of why this is so helpful, because I said, hey, you know what? I know this wasn't what we really wanted to talk about, but this was such a good conversation. Can we just go ahead and add it? And it was a nice way to have another podcast for me. But also, sometimes in that actual conversation you have, maybe there was something that the guest described really well the first time. And when you go back and do it and you say, hey, let's make sure to include all this in the actual recording. Well, it never comes out the same way. So you lose good audio that if you had just recorded from the beginning, you would have caught. Now, I like to make sure that people know that I'm recording, at least at some point along the way. I may not always mention it right from the beginning, but I try and make sure to let them know that, hey, we've been recording for a little bit. I hear this stuff. I just want to add it. Is that okay with you? And that's really should be true anytime we do any recording for podcasting purposes. We want to make sure that the person that we're interviewing is comfortable with the process and they feel good about it. I've even sometimes sent the audio in advance, although that takes a lot longer to go through stuff. I just try to show that genuinely that I really work hard to make the speaker sound the best they can. So the reason why I mention all this is because it ties nicely into point number three, and that's to at least have some form of an outline or basic script of what you want to do. The only real negative feedback I've ever gotten back from the podcast was not a podcast I actually recorded, but was for another person who did a podcast recording, and they just didn't sound like they were on it. Now, for some of you who've been longtime listeners, you may know even the podcast I'm referring to without saying directly by name. And that's because I don't want to shame anyone with this, because it's not meant to be a negative. It was a learning process for everyone who was involved. And I like that. And having that negative feedback was the thing I needed to remind myself that really we should always focus on high quality audio. And that includes having something where it sounds like a very natural conversation, not where we're trying to pull and maybe get details, but not really. And it just doesn't sound that good. And it really doesn't sound prepared. But by having a basic outline, I stick with outlines for my conversations because I want it to sound like a very natural conversation. I don't do that when I go off a script. I just can't. There are other podcasters who do that perfectly. Awesome for them. I just can't do it myself. So be prepared. Have a basic outline. If you really need to, script it all out. It's whatever you feel comfortable with. This goes on to point number four. Encourage your guest. Encourage them to pause when they need to collect their thoughts rather than stumbling around saying, or, you know, repeating the same phrase over and over because they're trying to remember what they're trying to say. And it just becomes lost. So it makes it even harder to edit. Whereas if you had not done that, if you had just walked straight through the conversation, this would have been very natural and people would have liked that. So when you're recording and you can't quite think of what you want to say, just pause. Or if you make a mistake, just pause. That pause allows for better editing and it sounds more natural on the backside rather than having these random interruptions in between. So you're recording. How do you record best? This starts in on point number five. So whenever possible, record on both ends. So your interviewer and interviewee are both recording. That way you get fresh, great audio content. I love it in those WAV files. So that WAV file. And a lot of times you may record it simply on MP3, which is okay, but compressed audio just doesn't come across as well. WAV files are much bigger, which makes it a little more challenging. But if you record WAV files in each end, you can have that person send the WAV file to you, which we'll talk about more in a second. But I also like to have a backup. Now, recently I've been using Zencastr. The reason why I like that is because I think it's a little bit cleaner than Skype. It also downloads on both ends and keeps the audio, and then I can download it myself. With the free version, it's an MP3, which I'm not as big a fan of, but I can pay for more and I can get the WAV files if I really, really wanted to. And so I like this because if there's any gaps in the audio, if there's any issues that run up technically, the backup is still there, but I much prefer having the local recordings. Now, with the audio, it's important to set up the audio in advance. And some people think you have to buy a really expensive microphone and headset, and that's what you need to sound good. Which, if you're willing to put the money forward, yes, you can get some really high-end audio. But most of us are not really sure if we want to do this from the beginning, so we try and look for something real basic. What I did from the very beginning was I did a gaming headset because I already had a video game headset that works pretty well. Most gaming headsets are pretty decent. And you had to watch for a few things, mainly the microphone moving around and stuff like that. But it's a good first step. Now, let's say you have a guest who doesn't have a gaming microphone. You don't want them to have to go out and buy a gaming headset for, you know, $20+. Well, what you can do instead is have them use something real simple. The iOS-style earbud and microphone set works okay. You got to be careful because if it rubs against clothing, it can make its own sound issues, but it's something better than nothing. Do not have them record through their laptop microphone because the audio gets totally crappy really quickly. Speaking of good audio quality, point number seven is about sound dampening. Again, this is vital. This can be super basic. So blankets and in an enclosed environment can be helpful. I've got some foam. I can show you about some other people who've got great styles. Sam Ireland with the Foam Frap podcast did a whole detailed one about the way he set up his room. But you can do it all sorts of ways. But the basic is just find a good spot that's nice and quiet. A closet's a good option. Blankets and stuff around it work perfectly. So what about point number eight? Well, again, this transfers off the whole audio issue. So remember how I said I was going to tell you about how to get your audio out there? Well, when they're recording on their end, how do you transfer the audio to you? I've seen a lot of people use Dropbox, but Dropbox takes time and it can be costly, especially if you don't have something already in place. So why do it that way? Instead, what I've been using recently is WeTransfer.com because I can send WAV files. I can send up to 2 gigabytes of data at a time. And for that, it's free. And it gives me a chance to download it in a week, which usually I can do without any difficulty. I think sometimes they even allow you a little longer time, but a week is the official line. So I'll download it in that time frame, and I've still got high-quality, uncompressed audio, which matters when I do my post-production stuff. So what about, before we get into post-production side, how do we talk about getting into like the actual audio and how they record it on their end? Well, if they have a Mac product, you can use GarageBand, but Audacity is free for both PC and Mac. And I was using this for a long time, and I was doing it at the 44.1K as the speed goes, which set me up really well for post-production, especially if you had Audacity, because it's free. You can do it that way. If you have a Mac, you do GarageBand. I now record everything through Hindenburg, which is paid. So I would say, like, wait on that. See if you really like podcasting first before you do it. You can always do a free trial. But when it comes to having them record on their end, I'm usually having them record in Audacity because at least I'm very familiar with it and I can make that one work for me. But ultimately, what you're going to have to figure out is how to get that WAV file over. You can do it with WeTransfer, and then you can do the editing on your side, whether it's through Hindenburg, Audacity, GarageBand, or even something else. Okay, so for the final point, point number 10 may sound a little cliche, but have fun. The reason why I specifically mention this, not because it's just, oh, I need it around 10th point. No, it's because I wanted to make sure to emphasize the fact that your audio needs to sound a little exaggerated sometimes for there to be good inflection and for people to hear things. You don't want to sound monotone, and monotone is really easy to do in a podcast recording. So sometimes you have to over-exaggerate, over-be excited, you know, just really sound hyped up. And if you ever listen to certain people, how they podcast and how they do stuff, it sounds like the classic radio ads and stuff like that. And part of the reason why is because they're trying to get the emotion out there. They need that enthusiasm. They need that engagement, and they need that lively discussion. And so by having fun, just simply having a great, interesting conversation with someone that you truly enjoy talking to makes it really easy. So do that. Avoid the soliloquy. You don't want these long, long, drawn-out conversations, which is why my shorter podcasts with just me happen that way, because I don't want to talk for that long. But when I record with other people, you know, we're usually talking for a couple of minutes at a time, and that's it. We don't want to go too long with one person speaking, but we don't want to be too short and jumping on top of each other all the time. So there is a true balance with it. But ultimately, if you have fun with it, it's a very natural conversation. People love it. All right, so those are my 10 key points. Again, there are lots more things to discuss, but this is more designed for someone who's either like really getting started on podcasting or are going to be a guest on a podcast. I can include some additional resources for some other great tips, but until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.